From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It seems that whilst the sunspots are playing hide-and-seek, the sporadic E-layer propagation has been giving some thrills, and along with the weather pattern bringing coastal breezes with higher temperatures, some activity at 2 metres and above has been recorded. There are reasons to be excited about radio waves, with some of the digital modes providing good DX as well. The calendar is at that time of the year when parties and barbecues are the functions of choice, as if the whole community gets to close down for the festive season. The retailers have been promoting tinsel and trash for a few weeks in the hope of reviving falling sales before and after Christmas and New Year markdowns. For those lucky enough not to have suffered from the drought or the fires, it is time to select your food of choice and celebrate time with good company. No doubt all the preparations have been made and the surprises will come out on Christmas morning. But after the toasting, there's the leftovers and then Hogmanay or New Year to be seen in. So do you have a list of resolutions for the New Year? Or are you one that prefers to wing it? Now, I've been speaking about the partying that this part of the year brings. And I must ask the obvious. Is your club get-together a family affair? Is it a function that you're happy to have your children attend? We often wonder why our hobby has issues recruiting new members, so we really must think on what our meetings are like and what our functions are like too. The office party might be fine with that case of prawns and plenty of liquid, but this is not something that the rest of the family gets to attend. The family get-together is supposed to engage all the members, from the youngest to the oldest, with often the claim that Christmas is really for the children. With long breaks from study, often young people are looking for activities before returning to learning. Can our radio club provide anything to entice them through the doors? When we have recently licensed members, do we offer them the chance to learn something of the skills that make radio more engaging? Reading about things is one thing, but being able to prepare coax and fit a plug, tin a soldering iron and mount components and maybe do some kit building are all things that can be done in the shade and out of the summer heat. Maybe running a club station for people to come and experience operating on bands they can't access from home, and building antennas to show that we don't need to buy all our items ready-made would help some people. Having a hidden transmitter hunt and sausage sizzle, or even, if you have the fit people to guide it, introduce some radio sport with the thrills of orienteering with radio. There are many things to offer, and it might be just a case of asking, and then thinking beyond what we've always done. So what can we do to bring amateur radio to the spirit of Christmas? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.